BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Did you see the story on Monday of those kids dropped off at the wrong location in Douglas County, I think it was?
Well, I knew about it before the news even went to it because you know how I follow every city's next door?
Yeah.
Well, so there was a mom and she's like, I just want to know if anybody had this happen today. I'm in tears. My kid was dropped off 2 miles from my house. A stranger brought
2 miles?
Yeah.
And well, when I listen to the news story here that I'm about to play for you, it makes it appear that he was just like a block away.
She said 2 miles.
Yeah, and well, some of the kids were like really genuinely scared.
And I guess a stranger picked up her kids and brought them home.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what she said on Next.
Yeah, I'd be outraged.
The entire busload, right, was just dropped off.
I don't know. I was just what
40 kids.
Yeah. My recap was just what I read on Next Door. And then she asked for people, please, you know, contact me and DM me. And then the page just blew up.
All right. Well, let me play the audio for you. Okay. This is the guy talking. This is the bus driver in this audio piece. And he's talking about he was fired yesterday. Okay. He got, I guess he got a phone call from the school district and they let him go. But I didn't realize they were that far from home because they downplay it in this audio. They make it sound like that he stopped. He was using a GPS and the GPS went out on him. And so he was confused at where he was at. And he made it sound like that he was only like a block or two away.
Well, what doesn't make sense about this is that one of the people on Next Door, by the way, I must be like news reporters because after that lady posted it, 3 news reporters put, please contact me. Please contact me.
Yeah.
On Next Door. Yeah. So they troll the news reporters trolled all the Next Doors all over the city too.
We've accused them of trolling us.
I know.
Right? We'll bring up something here on the air. Then all of a sudden it's on TV.
Yeah. Yeah. But the weird part that didn't make sense is that somebody said that the principal was so worried about this bus driver that she said, I want to get on the bus and ride with the kids. But then she didn't.
Prior to?
Yeah. So I don't.
Because they were.
She was concerned about his, his stability.
Have you seen the bus driver? When you see this guy, I feel sorry for him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
oh.
But now I don't.
I don't know.
I'm back and forth.
See,
on
when
this.
I first heard the story, I didn't feel bad for him at all.
But I did when I watched the video. All right, here's the story, the TV report.
Just about every parent's worst nightmare. Douglas County parents are enraged about their kid's bus ride home on Monday when the district says the driver stopped short of the third stop on the route and all 40 students on the bus exited.
And he told all the kids to get off of his bus. So 40 children scattered like ants.
That's not correct. I said nothing to them. I opened the door, and they knew that this was at least close to where they were supposed to get off, and they just were getting off.
This is the man who was behind the wheel, Irving Johnson. He says he's driven for the school district for the last 7 years.
Was this your first time on this specific route?
It is. I got on the bus, and they were in an uproar. Well, firstly, I took the microphone because we have speakers in the bus and I said quiet down and then I said it louder and it had no effect.
He claims after he started driving, the tablet that gives him direction stopped working.
Where's the next turn? And they said turn here. I recognize I could have done better at that stop. When the rest of the kids got off the bus, and it was bizarre for me. And I think I was really stunned by it, and I didn't know what to do.
Johnson agrees he should have done so.
The district called me up today and said that I'm not to come back to work.
In Douglas County, Colette Bordelon, Denver 7.
Denver 7.
And what they were saying is, like, don't you have, like, you have, you know, like, base, can you come in?
Yeah, you could talk to dispatch.
Yeah, right? And say, I am confused. I don't know what's going on, you know?
I don't know.
Can you bring another bus? I'm having a mental moment.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He makes it sound like that he pulled up to this intersection, and it was close enough because of his GPS, and it was close enough. So some of the kids started to get off. Then all of them piled off. Everybody got off the bus when he opened the door, and he was perplexed, and he didn't know what the hell was going on, shut the door, drove off.
Well, and then some of the parents on Next Door were saying that he was saying bad things to the kids and yelling at him.
Yeah, that would he possibly might hurt them if they don't fall in line or something.
Right, and then like I guess he dropped one kid off 2 miles from the house, and then some of the kids were dropped off in an intersection, you said, like a full on. And this lady was freaking out. She's like, it's a busy intersection. My little girl is so little.
I will say that if you got this confused driving a bus with 40 kids on it, you probably should look for maybe the greeter's job over at Walmart or something.
Well,
you know, something a little less responsibility?
Well, then one woman said, I actually, because everybody's saying it's because of the shortage of bus drivers.
Yeah.
But one woman said that she applied for Douglas County to be a bus driver. And she said that they really, really are strict with how they vet you.
Yeah.
She had a DUI 22 years ago and they said, sorry. And she was like, I was 19 or whatever and I made a mistake. And they're like, nope, sorry. You had a DUI 22 years ago.
Wow.
They said, nope, we can't take you.
Wow.
And it's just weird because this guy has been driving for 7 years for them.
Yeah,
and hasn't had any problems.
Something happened. I think something.
Well, something happened because somebody said that they had contemplated going with him that day.
Yeah.
There was something in the past that had also, you know, come to their attention that they would put that kind of scrutiny on him. Right?
I think maybe he just was overwhelmed with how bad the kids were.
I think he got caught in a moment where he got confused. I think he's an older guy, okay? And I think he got very confused, opened the door, a few kids got off, and then all of them started getting off because he'd been yelling at them on the bus.
Right.
And he's like, okay, whatever.
Bye.
Shut the door. See ya, kids. And just motored off, you know? And I think that's what he did. He made a bad decision.
Now, last I had heard, according, again, to Nextdoor, would not release the video of him in the bus. Have they done that yet?
No.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. No. All I saw was the report I found this morning. It was kind of hard to find.
Because they're like, they wanted the video, and the bus people are like, nope, you don't need to see that.
Yeah. What a story.
I know.
But if I'm a parent, I'm outraged. If my kids dropped off and a stranger pulls into my driveway and my kid jumps out of the car,
right?
I'm really upset. I mean, I feel bad for this guy too, but as a parent, I don't blame you, man. This guy, he does need to find another job. I can tell by watching this video, Jamie.
Yeah.
He got very confused, and that is not a job that you can afford to get confused.
True.
You got 40 children on there, and they were anywhere from 5 or 6 years old.
Oh, they were six? Oh, my
somewhere.
Gosh. Wow.
When they said her 8-year-old was on the bus, but I think it was first graders all the way up.
Yeah, I get why the parents are outraged, but a lot of people are saying they're overreacting. I'm like, I don't think you overreact when a stranger drops off your kid.
Yeah. Absolutely not.
And it doesn't have to be six different incidents of where stranger. All it takes is one. Okay, one. And we got a problem.
Yeah.
And again, I can listen to this audio and watch the video of this guy. He was extremely confused. It's not a job for him right now.
Yeah.
He can do something else, right?
He seems like a nice guy, though.
He does.
BJ and Jamie.
I got something here for all the little kiddos out there.
That sounded so creepy.
Really, Jim?
Jamie, I'm very serious. I'm very serious.
Yeah.
I have audio of Santa Claus.
Do you have candy?
No, yeah, I have audio of Santa Claus.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Santa Claus has a new perch right now.
A new perch? What does that mean?
Well, he's hanging out somewhere.
Okay.
He's hanging out somewhere. He's just waiting on Christmas so that he can, you know, get the reindeers all saddled up and everything and get rolling. He's hanging out at the airport.
Oh,
DIA.
He is? Oh, he's at DIA?
Santa's Lounge.
Oh.
Have you heard about this?
Do they have cocktails?
Yeah.
They do?
Actually, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Santa's Lounge.
That sounds a little...
And in this audio, Santa also tells you, boys and girls, so if you're in the car right now, you're headed to school, okay, to have mom, dad, whomever, to turn up the radio a little bit, because Santa, at the end of this audio, tells you what you need to do, because if you've been a little rat fink, you sitting there in your...
A rat
what?
Fink.
Well, I'm just...
We're going old school from A Christmas Story.
You've been a little rat fink, you little snot, you know, and you've been that
Isn't
kid
that
all
what
year
they
long.
Called them on A Christmas Story when they were throwing snowballs?
I think so, rat fink. I don't know where I got that from. Anyway, listen, I'm serious. Listen, Linda, listen to me, okay? I'm very serious about this. If you're a kid in the car right now, and you've been a little snot all year long, and mom and dad have both said you're getting nothing for Christmas, there is time to correct it, okay? According to Santa Claus.
He gives a tip. Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
He gives a tip on what to do, kiddos, in order to go from the naughty list to the good list.
I might need to listen as well.
Well, there is an underlying reason I'm playing this. It's for you to hear it too, Jamie.
Okay.
You've been a snot all year long. A little rat fink.
Right?
Yeah.
Of a rat fink.
All right, listen. The Santa Lounge is at DIA, and Santa Claus himself is out there. He doesn't really Well, here
we
go.
It's called the Layover Lounge. I'm looking at
Santa's Layover Lounge.
Isn't that cool? It's a pop-up.
That's awesome.
DIA.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
Out of DIA, leave yourself some time to check out a first-of-its-kind holiday pop-up bar on Concourse B.
Denver 7's bar.
I should have edited that.
Yeah.
I should have. Hey, Shmadel, can we take bar out of there? I just told all the kids to listen.
I don't like the idea that it's that.
Santa is in this audio. Hang on.
So if you're flying out of DIA, leave yourself some time to check out a first-of-its-kind holiday pop-up bar on Concourse B.
Denver 7's Micah Smith spoke to St. Nick himself about Santa's Layover Lounge.
Oh, I just love this lounge. It's one of the first...
That's Santa, by the way. Okay. I just love this lounge.
Wait a minute.
This world.
What?
I'm concerned.
Shh! There are tips in here for kids that have been little rat finks to go from the naughty list to the good list.
He just sounds different than the Santa I met.
Well, I think he's got a cold.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
He came from the North Pole.
Okay.
I mean,
come on, man.
Okay.
Oh, I just love this lounge. It's one of the first world's pop-up Santa lounge.
Why Denver? Why is Denver the perfect place to have your lounge?
Oh, we have so much good weather here, and the people flying out now for Thanksgiving. They says, Santa, we're waiting for Thanksgiving, and here you are, and the children. Hi. Oh, Santa, this is what I...
No, it's ho, ho, ho. It is not high, 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 high. It's ho, ho.
Right.
We have little children that are listening on how to get on the good list, Jamie.
Sorry,
can you please stop?
I'm sorry.
It's
ho, ho, ho. Right, right.
I want, and I'm being good.
I know there are a few kiddos wondering, is it too late to go from the naughty list to the nice list?
Turn it up right here. Turn it up, because Santa's about to give it to you.
There's still time, Santa, to make up that ground.
Oh, there is time. And as long as they're helping mom and dad now, and they're not teasing their brothers and sisters, during this time, there is no teasing.
Don't tease me, whatever you do.
The holiday season. We need to be helpers and do our homework and do our school and especially brush our teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Wow, that's all you got to do is brush your teeth and then you get presents?
Don't tease.
No teasing.
No teasing.
And
do your homework.
And homework.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, kiddos. Now you're going off to school. Be sure and tell all your friends. You just heard from Santa Claus this morning.
And he has a head cold.
He does. He doesn't sound right. But he's got plenty of time to get over that, right?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds
and
like
it's ho-ho-ho, Jamie.
Are you sure that's not Santa's son?
No, it's Santa Claus.
It's
I saw the video.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It sounds like his son.
Yeah. I don't know.
A little bit.
I think maybe a reindeer was sitting in his lap when he...
That
it made him sound that way.
That I believe.
Hi, hi, hi. No, it's home, home, home.
Oh, my God.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later on today. Oh, I wanted to throw this in there when I was talking about Santa Claus being out at the airport, and they have the Santa Layover Lounge. Go in there and see Sandy.
Also, though, the Colorado candy guy.
Yeah.
Colorado Candy Company. He just texted us and he said in Loveland, Saturday evening, they're having a big winter wonderland in Loveland and they have glowing cotton candy.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That's cool.
Do you eat that?
Oh, I think
it glows.
Do. Yeah, glows.
I don't know.
I don't know what happens at the
backside
of that, but
the other big thing that's happening tomorrow out at the Gaylord. The ice spectacle opens up.
It's going to be awesome.
Polar Express. Yeah. That's the theme this year. That thing fires up tomorrow.
There's so much Christmas crap going on this weekend. Not to call it crap, but you know what I mean. There's just so much. I know Westminster is, they're lighting their tree. There's just a ton of stuff.
Castle Rock, too.
Are they doing the lighting of the star?
I'm not sure. I just saw Castle Rock on the list.
Did you? Okay, so they're probably lighting up the rock.
Could be. Could be. Now, you mentioned the weather off air.
Well,
what do you mean?
Okay, so this is so weird, you guys. So I guess over Thanksgiving, we might get a heller storm. So the National Weather Service came out, and they put us on the list for November 26th through the 28th that we were going to get a big storm. 25th through the 28th, we're going to get a big storm. And then they took us off of it.
Does this have anything to do with that bomb cyclone that's happening?
I have no idea.
Or is it
idea.
Connected in any way? Because that's happening up in the Northeast,
it
right?
Is correct.
And I didn't know if that maybe is filtering down
maybe
this
it's
way.
Around.
Yeah.
No, but it's just weird that they so that tells me that we shouldn't blame, you know, our local forecasters because the National Weather Service put us on it and then took us off it.
Well, I follow that guy, what's his name? Bianchi or Bicani or something.
Mountain Wave Weather Guy John.
Well, I follow him too.
Okay.
But John didn't make this prediction and then pull back on it.
Oh, okay.
That's why I'm bringing up this guy. Because right. John, if he makes a prediction, he sticks to it.
Because
he knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about this Bianchi guy that I follow. This guy's all over the place, okay? So he, like you said, forecasted a biggie for like next Tuesday into Thanksgiving. But then now he's disappeared. It's like he left the country.
It's weird.
He pulled an Ellen DeGeneres. He left the country.
Okay, by the way, that story about Ellen DeGeneres moving, you know, she had bought that house in 2019.
Well, she put her house up for sale.
I know, but she bought the England house in 2019.
So she already had it.
I know, but she put the other house on sale. That's why the rumors fly. Now, I don't know. I have no idea.
But they're calling it a pocket listing. So it's like a pocket listing.
What is that?
It's like it hasn't gone to market yet.
Huh.
That you, like it's secret.
Insider.
Yeah, it's
the
a pocket
insider
listing.
Stiff.
Yeah, but it's listed as a pocket listing, and I know about it.
Obviously, it's knowledge. Yeah.
The story was circulating yesterday that Ellen DeGeneres grabbed Porsche and they hit the road. They went to Great Britain, I guess it was.
Yeah.
And they moved over there. They're never coming back. Never coming back. I don't know. I have no idea. Because of the election, right?
I don't know if you've ever been to England, but I wouldn't live there.
I wouldn't either. There are other places on earth I'd go.
Oh, yeah.
I've only been to England once.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
And the food sucks.
Ugh, it's terrible. Unless you like fish and chips.
Yeah, that's all they got going for them.
Yeah, other than that, it
rains. So you're saying she made a bad choice.
Yes, it rains and it's cold and there's like nothing to do.
No.
It does seem kind of gloomy.
And it feels dirty.
It's just not fun.
I don't know. You're Ellen DeGeneres. You're worth $500 million.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Why aren't you in Hawaii or somewhere? Well, that's the U.S. Oh,
yeah.
Never mind.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Post Malone, right? And as you know, last night was, well, you might not know, the Country Music Awards. And it was really pretty solid, I have to say. A lot of good musicians. There was just some weird stuff, but I don't know. Here's what I'll tell you. I love Keith Urban. Like, I've always loved Keith Urban. I think he's fantastic, and he's not hard to look at. Leave your cat and take your sweater. We'll be better off not together. Something like that.
Yeah.
That was my favorite song long time ago. Or maybe leave your sweater but take your cat.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I know, yeah.
It was a smash, though.
Yeah, but she probably needs to take the cat.
Yeah, I would think
not your sweater. Leave the cat.
Yeah, take your cat and leave my sweater. We'll be better off not together. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I loved that song. It was about me and Builder Bob.
No kidding?
Yeah.
That was your song?
That was my song, yeah.
Take your sweater or take your cat and I'll keep the sweater.
Yeah,
I'll take
Clifford. And
you guys had that as your song?
That was because when we broke up, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did you have a cat or something?
Clifford.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah. It was
that's the one that was mauled, right?
Well, I lived in L.A. then. He still was living.
Oh.
It says, take your cat and leave my sweater.
See?
And it's You'll Think of Me. That's the song.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, You'll Think of Me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because I knew he would. And he did. After we broke up, I knew he'd think of me.
Are you sure?
That he did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No.
No. No, he might have had a party.
Yeah.
And been like, whoa, the bitch is gone! Yeah.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
He had a party, that is.
I feel like a lot of people that I break up with are pretty happy with themselves.
Yeah.
I
feel the same way.
Yeah. It's okay.
Can't argue with
him. You know what? It's been a long life. I'm getting used to it.
I do see a pattern.
Yeah, you just accept it. You just accept it.
It is what it is.
There goes another one. Damn it. And it might be me. I don't know.
Oh, I know. I know.
Well, I mean,
you might not know, but I know.
I did something right because I was engaged twice and married once. So, a couple of us stuck around.
I'll stop right here.
I mean, and look, and one of them was a surgeon that didn't need my money. So there. Because I know what you were going to say. All right. Anyway. So going back to the Country Music Awards, I love Keith Urban, but he got crazy on his guitar. Like, it was uncomfortable. He had one strap to his front and one strap to his back. And he's like playing it like, oh, yeah. I'm like, I don't know, like. like some kind of 80s, hairband. He's like, and then he took it off and he threw it off stage and they spun the other one around. And he's like, it was weird.
He was shredding.
It was a lot. It was a lot. I mean, he's a great guitarist. Don't get me wrong.
He's very good.
He is. I've seen him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has that guitar on tape or whatever he'll teach you.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had that.
Yeah, he has like a special guitar that has like little dots on it, so where you put your fingers.
Yeah.
So you know where to play.
I ordered one of those once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd it go?
No, it's good. No, it's a tough instrument to play. It is tough.
I bought my son a 12-string because he knows how to play a regular one, and he's like, yeah, this is dumb.
He's like, I'm not even going to try.
I've tried with different instruction booklets, watched the YouTube videos and everything. It's tough.
Well, it hurts my fingers.
Me too.
Oh, my God. I can't stand that.
Well, I guess you eventually get used to it.
That's what they say. You get calluses.
Yeah, calluses, yeah.
My sister and her daughter, they can play like nobody's business.
I admire that, too.
I do, too.
Mm-hmm. I really do.
I got a banjo once.
That would be even harder.
It is. I got my son one, too.
Yeah.
And he's like, you played this? I go, not exactly.
Well, at least a lot of people can fake the guitar with strumming it.
Yeah.
You know, but with a banjo, you've got to really pick that sucker.
Well, yeah. And it's both fingers, all the fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't just go jing, jing.
I know you didn't expect banjo talk this morning, folks. But
I know. But yesterday, didn't we do frog talk or something?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
Frog?
Was it frog? Yeah,
we did.
What was it about?
I don't know.
Jellyfish. We did a
jellyfish. Yeah,
we did jellyfish. Yeah. Anyway, so that was just really. It was a lot. But other than that, it was a really good show. I will tell you that Morgan Wallen, he won Entertainer of the Year, and what's crazy about that is he did not show up.
Didn't send a video. Nothing.
Nothing. But that was his only award, right?
Yeah, that was his only award.
Because a lot of people felt like they didn't know he was going to win, and people were already online going crazy that he wasn't winning for anything, like Performance of the Year.
Even Song of the Year. Yeah. Him and Post, I had some help. I thought that could have won, but he wasn't.
Who did win Song of the Year? Was that Lainey?
No, it was Chris Stapleton.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am such a huge fan of Chris Stapleton.
He was all over it. Like, I felt like it was the Chris Stapleton show last night.
That's what somebody said, too. They felt like...
He was up there every single time.
He was up there a lot.
It's not a bad thing, though.
So here's what's weird. Good. Here's what's weird. He was singing this, and don't give it away yet, but he was singing a song with this lady, right?
Yeah.
And it was really beautiful. It was a beautiful song. And they were looking at each other, and I was like, those two are bopping, man. Those two are totally having sex, right? Yeah. I'm like... Holy crap. I mean, the way they were looking at each other, they were just, I'm like, this is uncomfortable.
It was intense.
I'm like, his wife is going to be so upset because they are looking at each other like they just had sex. I guess they're married.
Yeah. It's his wife. I know. Bree and I were thinking the same thing. And we're like, who is that girl? And we Googled it. It was like, oh, it's his wife.
Right.
Oh,
I know. Because I was like, oh, my God. It was like uncomfortable. I mean, they were like making love singing. It was crazy.
It was like you felt like you were in an intimate moment
in a
hotel room.
and then later he thanked her. And I was like, oh, thank God it's his wife.
I know.
I've seen videos of him and her, the wife.
Yeah.
And she's really
good. She's so good.
She is really talented.
Yeah, she is really,
really
good.
Well, she produces all of his music, too.
Oh, she does?
I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she was really good. It was crazy. All right, Dad, they've announced Coachella. You know, they've announced it. And let's see here. It is, I forgot who all it is. Oh, here it is. Travis Scott, which everybody's worried about, you know, the crowd because so he was playing with 50,000 people at Astroworld, but Coachella can hold way more than that. So people are really worried about that. But I guess at Coachella, it's more where they say chill.
Yeah. So, plus, I think he's learned his lesson.
Yeah.
But he got flooded with lawsuits over that.
He did. They said he's slowly like taking care of all of those.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you have more than 50,000. Are they going to rush the stage again? I mean, what's going to happen? But they're saying at Coachella, everybody's smoking the weed and like, whoa.
Yeah.
They don't even know how to run forward.
Well, and it's a whole different setup because a lot of those people with Travis Scott got hurt, you know, on their way in, rushing to get inside because he had general admission, if you remember. With Coachella, you're there for what, a week?
Yeah, and there's lots of space. You're not confined. Lots of space. So Travis Scott, Lady Gaga, Green Day, which is awesome, and Posty. Those are that's a great lineup.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. I think the best they've had in years.
I agree with that. Yeah, that's and it includes a lot of different people because sometimes they get on this kick where I'm like, I don't even know who these people are. But I think that draws in a lot of different people: Travis Scott, Lady Gaga, Posty, and Green Day. So yeah, and then finally the weirdest thing of all, you know how Kim had that white robot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that she was doing weird stuff with in her yard. Well, now she got a dark robot. That's what they're saying. She got a dark robot, and she's like on top of it and stuff. Did you see the picture?
That was a weird photo shoot.
No, I haven't seen it.
So now she has this other robot. It's darker.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of like what she's into.
Yeah.
And she is doing some stuff to it.
I'll look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. I got time. It's not that busy today.
Because the white robot, she just kind of like, just yeah, whatever. It's not her type. But yeah. Then that other one, she's like, oh, hello.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. People are calling it creepy. She's even holding hands with it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not creepy. Come on, you judgers.
She's sitting on its lap.
It's not creepy.
Okay, I'm just saying.
It's the future.
It is the future. It is the future. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on this Thursday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.